From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Colonel Cancel, and here's your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. Thank you, everybody. Thank you. Thank you so much. We have got a fine show for you today. Singer-songwriter Rufus Wainwright will join us later in the show to play Not My Job. It's very exciting. We're thrilled. But first, President Obama did an extraordinary thing this week, a week which saw more than its share of political crises and international stress. He left. Yep, he got on a plane and flew to the other side of the planet to start an Asian tour. Before he left, though, insiders said he sent a private message to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. It read, in the spirit of his trip, "Sayonara, suckers." He may have left. We're still here. Give us a call. The number, 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Grace from Tigard, Oregon.
Grace from Tigard, Oregon? I've never heard of Tigard, Oregon. Where is that?
It's the suburb of Portland.
It is. And what do you do there?
I'm the senior administrative assistant to the Department of Regulatory Affairs for a company called Biotronic.
That sounds like the sort of thing that a person who ends up involved in a deeply sinister conspiracy starts out at.
Oh, gosh, I hope not.
Grace, welcome to the show. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, say hello to a comedian, director, and man about town, Mr. Paul Prevenza.
Hello, how are you?
Next, say hello to a deputy editor and blogger for the Houston Chronicle, Ms. Kiri O'Connor, right there.
Hello, Grace.
Hi.
And lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author of the new Random House audio release, It's Just Like I Told You, 25 Years of Comments and Comic Pieces, Tom Baudette.
Hello, Grace.
Hi, Tom.
So, Grace, let's get this thing started. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle, of course, will recreate three quotations from the week's news. If you can correctly identify or explain two of them, you'll win our prize, Carl Castle's voice on your home answering machine. Ready to go?
Yes.
Your first quote is from Senator Joe Lieberman.
I don't feel like wiggling.
The senator was talking about just how inflexible he will be as what major bill goes to the Senate?
The health care plan?
Yes, health care, in fact. It was tough in the end to get a health care reform package through the House. Nancy Pelosi had to promise the Blue Dog Democrats things blue dogs like blue dog biscuits. A chance to ride around in her limo with her heads out the window. Belly rubs in the House floor. And Dennis Kucinich won an assurance that aura massage would be included in the coverage. But all that excitement from getting the bill passed in the House was dashed this week by the Senate. Lieberman, as you heard, promised he would not wiggle on his promise to filibuster the bill. In fact, it seems that the only way that Joe Lieberman will ever support health care is to create a way in which he can betray somebody by doing it.
You know, one of my first paid jobs as a kid, I talked to a friend's dad and let me help him move, and I was pretty much in the way the entire day. And at one point, and this has stuck with me my entire life, he said, "Son, you are a pimple on the butt of progress." And I thought of that in relation to Senator Lieberman this week. It seems like he has made it his job to be that boy I was.
Yeah. The problem is that Harry Reid, of course, now has to round up 60 votes to stop a filibuster of health care reform. He's making deals left and right. For example, in order to get Ben Nelson of Nebraska on board, Reid has agreed to have the federal government move the entire state of Nebraska to Florida for the winter. All right, let's move on. Here is your next quote.
It's just killing the left wing in this country that they can't force CNN to fire me.
That was somebody back on August 14th mocking those who wanted him gone. Then this week, he was gone. Who is it?
That was Lou Dobbs.
It was. Mr. Dobbs announced his sudden resignation from CNN on Wednesday. He said of his future, quote, I'm considering a number of options and directions. Industry Insider said the real reason was he wanted to spend more time with the family of his illegal alien gardener. We anticipate, though, because where else is he going to go? Because we anticipate him regretting the decision and trying to return to CNN. It'll be tough, though, as CNN is now building a fence around its borders just to keep people like him out. You know?
I think he just realized that he wasn't on Fox.
Really?
Yeah.
And he's like, what? Oh, wait a minute.
He said, I'm in the wrong network.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, that's what happened.
Fox says that they haven't been talking to him. So.
Well, he's been auditioning for them for the last 2 years.
All right, here's your last quote. It was a question asked this week to the First Lady, Michelle Obama.
Are you part bird? You and I are both really tall.
That came from a tall bird. The question was asked to the First Lady as she was on hand to help celebrate the 40th anniversary this week of what show?
Sesame Street.
Exactly, Sesame Street. The show that delighted children for 40 years now is starting to show its age a bit. Cookie Monster is now on a regular regimen of Lipitor. Grover has become a prominent anti-tax activist, using his full name, Grover Norquist. And Oscar the Grouch, exactly the same, of course, but now he's in a nursing can.
Yeah, but the rest of the country's caught up with him because the rest of us are now living in garbage cans.
It's true. But here's the funny thing that people maybe didn't pay enough attention to. The anniversary points out, the 40th anniversary, that the people who are now basically running everything, people in their 40s, they grew up on Sesame Street. We grew up on Sesame Street. It's why, for example, President Obama has been known to say in meetings with the military, one division, two divisions,
And would it be in meetings on immigration where they went, one of these things is not like the
exactly.
other?
Exactly.
I see where you're going.
We are the Sesame Street generation. We didn't know what effects it would have until now.
You would think that at this point, Ernie and Bert could be in the military.
You'd think. After 40 years.
You would think.
Carl, how did Grace do in our quiz?
Grace, you had a perfect game. 3 correct answers, so you win our prize.
Well done. Thank you, Grace.